earth, and sky.
Agriculture turns out to be one of the biggest emitters of greenhouse gases. About 30% of all of our greenhouse gases come from either clearing land or farming land we already have. That's more than all the world's electricity. It's more than all the world's transportation.
You're listening to John Foley, Director of the Institute on the Environment at the University of Minnesota. Using a NASA satellite, Foley's been conducting a large-scale global analysis of agriculture's impact on the environment.
It's also the single biggest user of water in the world by a long shot. So a lot of our declining water resources and water problems are also linked to mainly irrigation.
Foley describes some of the most visible environmental damage as occurring in the Midwestern United States, with its intensive commercial production of food staples like corn and soybeans. He also indicated that this rapid environmental change occurring in nations like Brazil and Indonesia, where forests are being stripped to make way for farms.
Let's freeze the footprint of agriculture. How do we figure out ways to incentivize people to not tear down rainforest? Instead, let's boost yields on the farms we've got.
Foley believes that in order to do this, farmers around the world could combine the best aspects of organic and industrial farming practices. That might mean, for example, providing nutrients and water to crops with more precision and better timing. Earth Sky is a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.